This is the best bits of Chris and Brownie on Star.
All right, for Valentine's Day, there's a number of things that there's certain beliefs and expectations. Like, there might be a meal in there. So that might cover having
about
a meal.
$40 or so, roughly.
And a gift or a meal and flowers. Or maybe if you're not going out, this would cover a big bunch of flowers and a gift at home or something like that. And then you can cook dinner.
What are you more inclined to do? Would you rather go out for dinner or would you rather cook something at home? Can you reveal your plans for today? Or is it a secret?
It's all smoke and mirrors. It is a secret.
Right.
I don't even know. So... I think you'll find it's a lot easier to write a note than it is to buy something expensive.
Exactly, yep. Yeah.
It's a good idea, Jesse.
Find random bits of paper around the house as well and just use that instead of actually going out and buying cards, because cards are expensive too.
Stuff it right on the wall. Just, you know, scribble it.
Oh, you could do that. Or you could do the traditional thing, which a lot of women do. They get their lipstick and they write on the mirror in the bathroom.
Ooh, there's
have
an
you,
idea.
Have you ever seen that before?
I've seen it in movies, not in real life.
Well, there you go. Maybe adapt it. Say that it's an original idea.
Oh, wow. Okay.
There you go. There's a note from Brownie. The lovemaker.
See, the way the guys usually do it is they grab a stick of butter out of the fridge and they'll... Maybe that's just me. So if you ever walk into the bathroom and find me licking the mirror...
It's because there's butter on there, right?
And because I'm so goddamn good looking. Hey, what? Don't be like that.
Is that why you need the butter to cover your face?
Don't be a hater. No, to squeeze in the door. What have you been up to lately? You doing anything interesting?
Me?
Yeah. Just,
not really.
You know, this is a catch-up.
Yeah, the catch-up time. Well, why? Do you reckon I'd be a good pope?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
No, I'd be a horrible pope, I think. I don't like white clothing. That's the start.
Pope Paul Brown, the second or third.
No.
Now, see, here's the thing.
No.
You need to be in a line of seconds and thirds and stuff like that. There's never just like Gary Smith.
No, it's never the first person in the family. It has always been, you know, the next one down or something like that.
You always need to be, you know, named after someone.
So I need a little mini Brown who can possibly go on to be a pope.
Yeah, there you go.
Well, there you go. Maybe another 600 years we might see something like that happening, maybe.
What, is that how long before you pick up? When you want to see your idols, you got to get on it, because the number of times they come out to the country...
And whether or not they'll be there the next time you come out, or if they have the original lineup, which doesn't happen with the Chili Peppers.
That's
after
right.
John left the band.
Oh, well, it's all about educating people musically this morning.
It is, exactly.
There you go.
I'm full of useful information like that.
You are. Very useful information. So, good luck with you next week,
Brandon.
Thank you.
Should be good, hopefully.
Have fun.
Can't wait.
Hopefully, you know...
Hopefully they come down and don't pull out the last minute, because that would be terrible. My whole holiday will be ruined.
There's so many elements of it that just scream stalker.
It's not just stalking.
The level of commitment.
It's an appreciation for a band who I've loved for years and I've never had the chance to see live. That's all it comes down to. I just want to catch them as many times as possible because I don't know where the next chance will be.
They're just like Pokemon. Got to catch them all, really. So you don't separate your colours,
I've got my dark colours and all that, which I chuck in. And then if I've got like two things left over, which is maybe like a white singlet or a pair of socks, I'll just chuck it in too, just for the sake of it.
So you don't live by the separating your
no,
colours
like,
or anything?
Honestly, if you're washing clothes, you should just chuck it in all together.
That's possibly why you're going through so many clothes.
Really?
Because you're just...
I didn't think that anything bad could happen from it, because you're always told, make sure you wash your clothes. And, you know, you put your softener in there and your powder and whatnot.
Oh, you're using softener too.
I'm using softener as well. I don't know what it does, but still.
La-di-da. Hey? I'm not using softener.
Stepping up in the world. Look, ladies, I'm marriage material right now. Maybe. Kinda.
So this is what it all comes back to. This is the whole point of the segment once again. Which is, look how domesticated I am.
I am, exactly.
Look at my potential.
Look at me learning.
Yeah.
I'm learning things.
Yeah. All right. So it's another date
brownie. 105.9's Chris and Brownie. Weekdays from 6 on Star.